This podcast was recorded in March 2016, just before World Social Work Day.
Hello and welcome to Helpful Social Work. This is our podcast for social workers. Social work has the power to change people's lives for the better. And this podcast aims to help you to learn and think and act with integrity so that people who need social work get help that will transform their lives. My name's Jerry Nosowska and I'm here with...
Jo Fox. Hello, Jerry. How are you? Did that blow you out of the room?
No, it was fine. Good. This is the second part of our first podcast. So this is the one where we have a chat. Well, we've just finished recording a podcast about integrity. So should we start with a quick chat about that?
Yeah. I thought it's been interesting, hasn't it? Well, guys, we have been working on this for a bit of time now, trying to get the technology and the sound and everything we want to say married up. I think we did pretty well, actually, in terms of our messages.
Yeah, and of course you never do get the chance to say everything that you really want to in any encounter. And also with a topic like integrity, it's quite easy for it to become a bit abstract. I've been reflecting on this actually recently quite a bit, because I think we do talk a lot about the practical, which I do like, but some of those more philosophical discussions, those more kind of ethical discussions, sometimes get squeezed out of training or out of work, social work with people. And that's a shame, actually, because that's one of the strengths of social work, is its strong ethical base.
I also think it's fundamental to treating people well. The bottom line is, if you're going to intervene or have encounters with people who are vulnerable or struggling, then you really need to think about what type of context you're working in, what type of outcomes people are expecting from you, whether those outcomes are okay or not, how much power you have, how much power you're using. All of those things are informed by your integrity and your sense of self and your sense of purpose. So integrity is integral to being a good social worker, in my opinion.
Integral integrity. Yeah. And it's interesting, actually, because we've talked quite a bit in the other podcast about personal integrity, individual integrity. As part of, I guess, professional integrity. That sense that integrity is not just down to me. It comes from some of those discussions and reflections with others as well. And that, you know, our individual integrity and our professional integrity is affected by the context that we're in as well. So we need to think about in a more ecological way, really, about not just how am I doing, but what's going on around me that's affecting me.
And how's my profession doing, and how's my profession seen, and what kind of power and remit do I draw from that profession? And with World Social Work Day coming up, this is a perfect time for social workers everywhere to be thinking about the part they play in society and the role society wants them to play.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so World Social Work Day is on the 15th of March this year, 2016, and... the topic is about promoting dignity and worth of all peoples, actually. That's the theme of it this year.
Which is a great topic. Dignity is a big thing, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's a really helpful reminder that we're part of a global profession, actually, and that the ethics and values, as well as the skills and knowledge of social workers, is wider than just the way we happen to work in this particular country.
Yes, I think that there's lots of opportunities for us to be thinking deeply and carefully about what we do. I'm reading a book called Rethinking Child Protection at the moment, which is really quite challenging to me. It's bringing up all sorts of issues. I'm only up to like page 42 and I've got so many markups in it, you know,
because I lots of sticky notes, yeah.
Yeah, lots of sticky notes, lots of writing and things, but it's really challenging us in regards to child protection. One of the things it says is that there is an overrepresentation of children from poorer areas in the child protection system. You know, yeah. So a child from Blackburn, for example, is much more likely to be represented in our system than a child from Kensington and Chelsea. You know, it's something to think about.
Yeah, there was a Joseph Rowntree Foundation report either this week or last week around poverty and child abuse and neglect. And what that found, their sort of headlines were, poverty isn't either a necessary or a sufficient factor in child abuse and neglect. So it doesn't follow that if you're in poverty, there will be abuse and neglect. But the incidence of child abuse and neglect amongst families who are living in poverty is much higher. So there is a really important thing to consider, not just about our practice, but about our society and the context that we're working in. And again, it's really helpful, isn't it, to look at the way that other countries support people. You know, there's good things, there's very good things going on here, there's very good practice going on here, but there's always things that we can learn and improve on. And there's other ways of working. And in the UK, we're quite lucky, of course, because we've got four nations to look at who all work in slightly different ways.
Yes, and I think that looking towards other countries as well as our own and asking that question, where are we seen to be helpful? And for me, you ask that question of the people you're serving. Like, I want to hear where the people who receive social work services see those services as helpful, because that feels to me like a very good place to start.
Yeah, and that actually might be a very good place for us to end this conversation, actually, because that's given me something to think about. So for World Social Work Day, I will want to look about me, see what other people, what other social workers are doing, what's happening in other countries, but particularly with that that frame of reference of helpfulness, and with the recognition that what's helpful is what people say is helpful to them, not what we think is helpful.
Yes, and I think for me, I'm definitely going to finish reading my book. This is on my list, and I'm going to participate in World Social Work Day. I'll be training, but I'm going to remind everyone, all the social workers I'm training, what day it is, talk about the International Code of Ethics, and, you know, really encourage them to celebrate the fact that they are part of a powerful and what can be a really wonderful and privileged profession to be in.
Great. Well, it's lovely talking to you.
Yes. Next time, Jerry.
All right.
Next time.
Take care.
Okay. See you later.